KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at volleyball last night. A few matches in the Hawkeye Tent Conference last evening. Lewis Central down Shenandoah in three straight. Red Oak also swept three from Creston last night, while Kemper Catholic defeated Glenwood in three straight last evening. All Hawkeye Tent Conference action. Now, in volleyball, regional play gets underway. First round regionals this evening in the two smaller classes, 2A and 1A. 2A action tonight includes in Region 2, MVAOCOU. Did you catch all that? They're playing at Logan Magnolia tonight. Also in Region 3, Underwood will be at AHSTW. Panorama plays at Madrid tonight. In 2A Region 4, Nottoway Valley is at Southwest Valley this evening. West Central Valley plays at I-35. Wayne is at Mount Air, while Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Pleasantville tonight. Also in Class 1A first-round girls regional volleyball play tonight. In Region 2, Clarinda Academy plays at Riverside. South Page is at Stanton. Lennox is on the road at Bedford tonight. Griswold visits Fremont Mills. Woodbine is at West Harrison. Boyer Valley at Heartland Christian. Also in Region 3, Peyton Sherdan is at Newell Fonda, while Storm Lake St. Mary's is at Arweva. In Region 4 tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard plays at Glidden-Ralston. Orient Maxburg is at Ankeny Christian. And Exira EHK plays at Audubon tonight. And we'll have that match for you here on the radio this evening. 6:50 on the air tonight. 7 o'clock is the scheduled start time of that match. Exira EHK at Audubon. Chris Parks will have that for you live this evening here on the station where your friends are. Hope you join us for that. Well, the Cam Cougars will play Fremont Mills on the road in high school football this Friday night with a playoff spot on the line. And we'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. Cougars are 6-3 overall. They're 4-2 in eight-man District 7, while the Knights are 6-2 overall. They're 5-1 in district play. With the next two teams in the standings with three district losses, that means this matchup is a win and get in to the playoffs scenario. The Sydney Cowboys have already locked up the district title with a perfect 8-0 record and 6-0 district mark. We'll have coverage of the Cougars and the Knights this Friday night. 6:30 is the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff with Chris Parks and Mike Smith, bringing you all the action from Tabor. That's Cam at Fremont Mills. Kind of the playoffs starting a week early. We'll have it for you live this Friday here on the radio. Well, Kyle Kemp is expected to start his third straight game at quarterback when Iowa State visits Texas Tech this weekend. Jacob Parks' name is not even on the depth chart released this week. He's missed the past two games after taking leave to deal with a personal medical issue.
Same thing I said last week. Honestly, I just didn't want to, you know, put that in any conversation. You know, it'll be the same once we get where we need to get to with Jacob, but nothing's changed in that regard.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who has been impressed with Kemp's poise in his two starts.
In two very, what I would say, you know, chaotic environments for a quarterback to have to play in your first two starts. One, you know, obviously you have to go to Norman, then the second one you have to play, you know, in the rain. And so I thought he did a really good job of handling both environments that aren't easy for any quarterback to play in. Has done a really good job of that.
Campbell says Kemp has done a good job making plays while at the same time limiting his mistakes.
Kyle's one of those guys that has such a poise about him that I do think that's the one thing he'll have the ability to do is stay within himself and know that, you know, use your resources, use your players around you to make good things happen within the game. And as long as he continues to do that, I think he'll play at a really high rate.
Campbell says much of Iowa State's improvement on defense is due to better tackling.
What that's attributed to, I think, is just the confidence in our kids being in the system now going into 2 years and knowing where to align and where to assign. And I think sometimes when you, on defense, when you know where to line up, now you can read your keys and actually react.
Cyclones walloped Texas Tech 66-10 a year ago, but Campbell says the Red Raiders have a much better and different defense.
I think a lot of difference from where they were a year ago to where they are today, you know, both in scheme and certainly personnel. So you really don't put much stock into what happened last year or really any of their games last year.
That game Saturday kicks off at 11 o'clock, Iowa State on the road at Texas Tech. Well, the Tennessee Titans finally have a victory over the Indianapolis Colts. The Titans scored two touchdowns over the final 5:29 to get a 36-22 win against their AFC South rivals last night. Marcus Mariota hit Taywan Taylor for a 53-yard touchdown to break a 22-all tie and end Tennessee's 11-game losing streak to Indianapolis. Mariota was 23 of 32 for 306 yards, a touchdown, and one interception for the 3-3 Titans. Also in football news, Ezekiel Elliott's legal team is ready to resume its fight to overturn his 6-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. A person with direct knowledge of the situation says attorneys for Dallas Cowboys running back are set for an emergency hearing in federal court in New York. The person says the lawyers have filed a request for a temporary restraining order and will get a hearing Tuesday in the Southern District of New York. Last year's NFL rushing leader is suspended for Sunday's game at San Francisco after a federal appeals court overturned an injunction that had allowed him to play this season. Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says quarterback Aaron Rodgers will have surgery on his broken right collarbone and that his season could be over. Rodgers got hurt after throwing a rollout pass in the first quarter of Sunday's 23-10 loss at Minnesota. The Packers said yesterday that the injury could force the All-Pro to miss the rest of the season. Brett Hundley is now the starting quarterback, with Joe Callahan promoted from the practice squad to serve as the backup. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he thinks NFL players should stop protesting during the national anthem. The Republican former presidential hopeful sent a letter Monday to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Players Association Executive Director Demoris Smith, saying he believes players are showing disrespect for the flag and for veterans. Walker says players should drop the divisive political sideshow and speak out against domestic violence instead. Well, the New York Yankees failed to get a hit in their last four turns at bat on Monday, but a victory was already in the bag. Todd Frazier and Aaron Judge slammed three-run homers to support CC Sabathia as the Yankees ripped the Astros 8-1 to get within 2-1 in the American League Championship Series. Frazier's second inning blast came off of Charlie Morton, who was tagged for 7 runs over 3 2/3 innings. Morton's performance came after starter Dallas Keuchel and Justin Verlander combined to hold the Yankees to 1 run over 16 innings. Morton was pulled just before Judge unloaded a blast that capped the Yankees' 5-run fourth inning. New York managed just 1 base runner the rest of the way, but it didn't matter after Sabathia held the Astros to 3 hits while striking out 5 over 6 shutout innings. Adam Warren followed with 2 hitless innings of scoreless relief to keep the 8-run lead intact, allowing Yankees manager Joe Girardi to use slumping reliever Dellin Betances in the 9th. Betances was pulled after walking the first 2 hitters. The Astros finally scored on a bases-loaded walk in the 9th, but Jose Altuve ended the game by grounding into a double play. Game 4 set for today at Yankee Stadium. Sonny Gray will start for the Yanks on 11 days rest, while the Astros go with Lance McCullers in that late afternoon contest. The Dodgers and the Cubs resume the National League Championship Series today in Chicago after those two teams enjoyed a day off. Yu Darvish will start for the Dodgers in Game 3 against Kyle Hendricks as the Cubs try to get back in that series. Los Angeles took the first 2 games at home, winning 5-2 before Justin Turner's walk-off homer gave the Dodgers a 4-1 victory on Sunday night. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey is embracing the expectations for the upcoming season. A young but experienced Iowa team has 4 players with starting experience and 77% of its scoring returning from last year's team that made it to the second round of the NIT.
It's not something that ever concerns me. It's not something I've ever shied away from. I don't sit up here and, you know, try to present a doom and gloom so that if we do win games and then we, you know, create the perception we somehow overachieved. I have an expectation for this team. I think they have an expectation for themselves, and I'm excited about it.
McCaffrey says how much progress the Hawkeyes make this season will depend upon how well they play on defense.
That's the challenge. You know, can we defend? That's part of the maturity and the growth process that you expect. I think we're going to score the ball pretty much night in and night out. We have too many weapons not to score the ball, but if you want to win a championship, you've got to guard people.
McCaffrey says 13 players are vying for playing time on a deep squad, and 6'11 freshman Luca Garza and Jack Nungi are expected to make immediate impacts.
Both of them are tremendous players. They're incredibly versatile, and they come ready. You know, it's not like we have to develop them. They're both really good players. They have versatile skill sets. They can dribble, pass, and shoot. When you have 2 6'11 guys that can do all those things, then you have high expectation for them, and they're going to be right in the middle of it.
McCaffrey says the added size also will be a big plus on the defensive end.
It gives us some flexibility with our pressing, you know, and it also, I think, provides, if we play zone, the kind of size that you need to limit them to one shot and then trigger our break.
Hawkeyes open up on October 27th against William Jewell College. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.